Hey, Uxbridge. When I first opened Okamikari Martial Arts and Fitness in September of 1999, we only had a small dojo with tiny change rooms, and we only offered karate classes. We now have a 3,000 square foot training facility, and that's not including our spacious change rooms with showers inside Body Fit Health Club. We still offer karate, but we also offer classes in Aikido, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and weapons including Japanese sword. We also have great fitness classes that'll keep you motivated to take your training to the next level. As much as I'm proud of these accomplishments, our biggest success is in our programs for children. We're not just happy with kids winning medals, we want them to win at life. That means increasing their focus, self-discipline, self-confidence, and self-esteem, and not just their self-defense skills. We haven't slowed down in our almost 25 years of operation. We've gotten bigger, better, and we're just getting started. Now is the time for you and your family to get started along with us. Contact us today at Okamikai Martial Arts and Fitness at okamikai.com. Welcome to Uxbridge Beat, the podcast where we feature the who's who of Uxbridge, Ontario. My name is Scott Campsell.
And I am Jennifer Nephew Campsell, and today is a very special episode. We were so happy to sit down with Special Olympic athlete and silver medalist Alicia Smith. Alicia is a figure skater who recently competed at the Canadian National Special Olympics. We've never had an Olympian on the podcast, and Alicia was so excited to share with us her story of her skating journey.
Beginning on skates later than most, Alicia fell in love with the sport and now proudly speaks of her abilities to create programs with complex jumps and spins.
Uxbridge Beat is always looking to find what puts the beat into our guests' hearts, but with Alicia, it was so easy to know that the special beat in her heart comes alive when she's on the ice. Welcome, Alicia. We're so glad to have you. We want to talk about your skating. So tell us right from the beginning, how long have you been skating?
I've been skating since I was 12, and a Special Olympics coach from Markham got me into it. Her name is Jenny Mesner.
And why did you choose skating?
Because I want to be creative. When I go on the ice, I come alive.
Did you skate when you were a little girl? Like, did you know how to skate at all when you were little, before 12?
Not really.
No? So mom and dad never took you to the rink and taught you how to skate?
No.
Are there any other sports that you've done?
Done soccer, downhill skiing, water skiing at the cottage.
But skating's your favorite.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about skating?
Doing the coolest jumps and spins and get to be with friends, meeting famous figure skaters.
Who's your favorite figure skater?
Elvis.
Yeah, have you met
Elvis
him?
Elvis and some of the other ones.
And like, have you met Elvis?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you think of him?
Really cool. Really yeah? cool. I actually skated on his ice.
With him?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think my favorite moment with that was, I can't believe how much speed and jumped, the way he jumped.
Yeah.
The way he jumped, like, higher than, like, the board. Wow. I was scared.
But, did he land the jump?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And I think that was when I got his like last autograph.
That's cool.
Him. That's probably my favorite part of it.
That's great.
Just really cool.
So when you go out and do a routine, do you create the routine?
Yeah.
So your coach?
Yeah.
Does
the coach help me with it?
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's totally all you as far as how you are going to do it.
Yeah.
What kind of requirements are in your skates? Do you have to do a certain amount of jumps, a certain amount of spins?
After you put everything together, there's like part of my solo is like jumps and spins. And yeah.
What's your favorite jump?
Waltz jump, flip jump. You know, there are tons of ones, but
I don't know anything about skating. What is a waltz jump?
Sorry. You go backwards.
Okay.
And then you do a couple of like cross cuts, and then you jump.
That sounds difficult. And what are the names of the spins?
Sit spin, back spin. I can't really do camel spins. I can do them, but I can't really try to get into them. But the ones that I can do are back spins and sit spins.
Are you coaching anybody else? You're really good at what you're doing. Is there anybody that you help teach?
I help can't skate. It's called PA. So it's like helping with little kids how to learn how to skate. But I can't wait to teach my niece how to skate.
How old is she?
Two. Almost three.
When do you think you'll get her on skates?
Probably this week.
Oh, that'd be great.
I know.
Tell me about the latest skate that you just did. So you were in Calgary.
Yeah.
And what were you doing there?
I was doing my solo and dances.
And that was for Special Olympics.
Yeah.
And you placed second. Is that right?
Yeah.
So that means you're second place skater for Special Olympics in all of Canada.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's great. Good for you. How did you feel about that skate?
Really good.
Yeah? Do you feel like there was anything that you were frustrated with or that you could have done better on?
I don't really know. My performance were good.
Yeah.
My jumps were good. My spins were good. But I wish I did better to be number one. But I don't want to judge that.
Tell us about your costumes. Do you design them?
Jeff Buttle, his mom, designed it. Mrs. Buttle made it, but I get to design it.
Tell us about this costume that you wore. What did it look like?
It's like long, like skin color, like long, and like sparkles over in the front. And then like a sweetheart.
Neckline, yep.
It was cool.
Nice.
The person that got first place, what do you think that they did differently that you could have done?
Like how the person did?
Yeah.
Kind of thing?
Yeah.
He's really good.
Yeah.
It was actually it was actually really tough,
yeah.
Because I didn't want to hurt her feeling, because I didn't want to, you know, we're friends. I didn't want to make her feel bad how she did and how I did. We're both really happy about our skate. Yeah. Some of my things I do is really good, but they're also hard to land. But I think I want to be better, so I can be, you know, this.
Yeah, you like be number one.
I don't want to make the person feel bad. I just want to be happy for them. My favorite quote is, "If I cannot win, I can be brave to be intent."
Nice.
That's the oath for skating.
Tell us about your coach. What's her name?
Allison.
And what's awesome about Allison?
She's more than a coach to me. She like family. She helped me get my nerves.
How does she do that?
By sometimes pushing me, but encourage me to be best, even though there are times where it's hard to do stuff. But. Mm-hmm.
Do you get frustrated sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. What makes you the most frustrated about skating?
Landing stuff.
Yeah. Do you ever get hurt?
Yes.
What kind of injuries have you had?
I broke my knee, but I didn't actually get surgery on it. I was lucky. It was like on my knee. Like on the kneecap.
How did you do that?
On a flip jump that I didn't post it to happen. It was like long time ago. It happened, but I was lucky that I didn't get surgery on it. Mm-hmm.
How do you practice your jumps? Do you like automatically go on the ice, or do you practice like?
Do you have hoists? Like, do you have the thing like the pulleys, like where you get strapped into things?
Oh, I see. So like that's the harness.
The harness. That's sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. I don't like go on the harness, but yes, I go on the ice.
You want to practice a jump, you automatically go right on the ice.
Yeah.
Wow. That's risky.
I know.
Talk us through what it's like before you go to compete. So before you're going to skate, how nervous are you? Are you really nervous right at the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you get over that?
Listening my solo in my head. Because I have the song on my phone, but also that. Not the whole thing is my solo. Like, the whole, like, Twilight song.
Mm-hmm. What was the song for this solo?
1,000 Years.
Oh, that was our wedding song.
That's cool.
Yeah. Why did you choose that one? Did you choose it or did Allison choose it?
I chose it because it's one of my favorite songs, yeah. Rock Down the Aisle, too, in the future. Not now, but in the future. Like, that's my idea, like, walking down the aisle too, like not right now, but like in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I chose it because I like to express the love story and being brave and beauty in it.
Do you have any other sports or hobbies?
I like to dance, sing, travel. At some point, I like to run my own cafe in town. It's by my favorite show.
What's your favorite show?
One Tree Hill.
And do you have a job now?
Not now, but I used to work at McDonald's from before. Skirson from before, but they moved to Markham.
How often do you practice on the ice?
Monday, Wednesday, Thursdays. Sometimes Tuesdays, because my coach, like the coach down there, her name's Tracy. She is part of the Special Olympics. So there are times where I go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
And where do you have to go?
Sometimes Fridays, but not always.
Where do you have to go? It's not in Oxbridge.
No, it's like in Aurelia.
That's it. That's
like the ice rink there.
It's a big drive.
Yeah, I know. There are times where I stop, tweets there and back, like before I go down there and then I go through my program with Precious Minds.
What do you do at Precious Minds?
We do like art studio, kind of like I do with so like arts, like wool, car making, that kind of stuff. Really cool. I like it. We do trips together.
How many friends do you have at Precious Minds?
A lot.
Yeah.
I have a specific friend that I like hanging out with. Her name's Lorelai. We're like besties.
So what's next? Where are you competing again? Is there a
well, there is not until like in the new year. Okay. Like in Italy, actually. Oh. I've never been there, but I want to, but I don't know yet.
So that's really far.
Yeah.
How do you pay for the travel for that?
Good question. I don't really know.
Okay. So are you doing fundraising?
I don't really know, but I know that from before my, well, family friend did that for me.
Yeah. So if somebody wanted to get involved and help you and maybe sponsor you or give you money, how would they do that? Do they talk to your coach? Is there a way? Is there a way for somebody, like, let's say there's somebody that's listening to this and they say, oh, I want to give her some money so she can go to Italy. Would they give it to Special Olympics? Do they give it Precious Minds? Do they give it to your coach?
I think my coaches, probably.
Okay.
So or nobody, my parents first. Or
so nobody sponsored you for anything else before?
They did. It was like a company. But
okay.
Yeah. My family friend, like their company did.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think you're best at with skating? What's your favorite part of skating?
Creating a solo.
And I guess technical stuff. What's your best thing? Is it spins? Is it jumps?
Jumps and spins and creating it together.
Do you start with a song first and then?
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
What other songs have you skated to?
So like my favorite Disney movies. So like Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, Tell It All the Time.
What makes you decide on a song and you just hear it and go, that would be a really good skating song? Or is there something where your coach goes, how about this song? And they give you a suggestion. How do you pick your music?
By when I pick songs from like movies that I hear or songs from Spotify.
And so you just hear a song and go, that would be really cool to skate to?
Yeah, because my sister's friend, Kendi Bent, since she's skated before, the people give me an ideas.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, ask your question.
Yeah.
What's going to happen now with your skating? Like, how do you think you can improve? Is it just more practice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're going to do a quick little thing called rapid fire. Okay. All you've got to do is give me your first answer. Okay. Mm-hmm. So your favorite, dogs or cats?
Dog.
Who's your favorite dog?
Ugger.
And Ugger's your little guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Summer or winter?
Summer.
And do you have a favorite restaurant in Uxbridge?
Wait. So the skater likes summer?
I like winter sometimes. Not always. But the difference are like different because I like doing winter stuff, like skating and all that stuff. But not... Oh, and Christmas, yes. But not... Like, I don't like the cold.
I bet. She's in the cold enough.
Cold in the arena is good. Outside of the arena, it better be sunny and hot.
I don't mind like building snowmen stuff, but somewhere I can do more things.
Hmm. What's your favorite restaurant in Uxbridge?
McDonald's and Starbucks and Thai food.
Okay. What's your favorite dish at Thai food?
Oh my gosh. Non-spicy stuff.
Yeah. You're not into the big spicy stuff. No. Yeah.
I don't mind it sometimes, but.
Favorite song?
Oh, gosh. There's too many out there. I like all the Descendants songs, like Space Between, Trying Everything, My Once Upon a Time from Dove Cameron.
Who's your favorite person to spend time with?
My family.
Oh, yeah.
My family, my nieces. Yeah.
Favorite movie?
Oh, God. Ah, it's hard. There's too many. I like all the like Disney ones, Nickelodeon ones, like movies, like non-Disney ones or
which, whatever. So let's say this afternoon you go home, you're going to watch a movie. What are you going to put on? Let's say, what would you put on today?
Descendants. There's too many. It's hard to choose. But I like Charlie's Angels too.
Thank you so much for spending time with us. I don't know how to skate. In fact, I'm really bad at stopping. Maybe the next time that I go to the rink, I'll have you come with me and you can teach me how to stop.
That'd be cool.
That would be great because I only know how to stop by grabbing onto the boards.
The things I like doing besides skating is like water skiing, downhill skiing, being with my family, nieces, and friends, arts. I like writing songs, you know, that kind of thing.
You ever play hockey?
No.
So,
but with program, with Precious Minds.
Okay.
And I also like going to Whippy because that's where my other youth group goes to, called Sunrise. Love playing basketball too. So.
As long as you're not on skates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen basketball on skates.
That'd be weird.
That is weird. I agree.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alicia.
You're welcome.
Awesome interview. One of my favorite parts was when she said that she wanted to be first place, but she didn't want to hurt the other person's feelings by having them lose. What a different way of looking at sports psychology than what probably most athletes are used to.
Especially when in so many sports, it's about you're number one or you're nothing. And how do we beat the other person and take them down? And the sports psychology, not only to bolster you up, but to take somebody down. So it was so refreshing to see her very true and authentic presentation of saying that, she wants to be number one, but her friend took number one. So she's happy with that too.
It's not just sports. It's anywhere, right? Like where we've gone from in a society where we wanted to help each other and encourage each other. And now it seems like everybody just wants to sort of knock each other down. And I don't know, but then there's also different levels of psychology. Like your ultra marathon, the very first one you did, you were talking about I just want to finish it. I just want to get through it. And for me, my last BJJ competition, the one before it, it was I want to win. I want to do really well in my category. And then we got so much video of just that one fight that I was able to look over and go, okay, I need to improve this. I need to work this over. So this next time I went to go fight the same guy, and I even went to him, I said, I just want to get footage because I want to improve. I just want to increase my game. So I wasn't even looking at the medal anymore. Now I just want to get better at what I'm doing. And he's telling me that he wants to go to Masters Worlds in Vegas. And I'm like, I'm not even on that page. Like, I'm just a recreational guy just competing. And now you take an Olympian like Alicia, who should have that drive, right? She should have that, I just want that gold medal. And yet at the same time, such a wonderful personality where she says, I just don't want to hurt the other person's feelings.
And I think we can all learn something from that, both in sports and just in general life. Alicia, thank you so much for teaching us that lesson. It's going to be something that we are going to work really hard to keep in mind as we go through our athletic lives and also teaching our students that we want to do our best, but also work to bring out the best in others in a very kind and helpful and supportive way.
This has been a Campbell Broadcasting production. We'd say that we don't want to make the other podcasts feel bad by being better than them, but it's so hard not to have the best one when you live in such an awesome town.